Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is CBS Eye on the World, Behind the Black, 14 years of Behind the Black, and Bob Zimmerman. Your subscriptions and donations are most welcome. And we turn now to a story that Bob loves. He loves this story. This is about Chang'e 6 is back from the moon. With what, Bob?
Yes, they finally opened the sample return capsule in China, and they were able to therefore measure how much samples the sample return mission obtained from the far side of the moon. And they basically, it comes to about 4 pounds of material, a little more than 4 pounds of material, which is a lot, which is good for an unmanned mission. They are going to have to spend a lot of time curating this material. It is not ready for scientific research. It's got to be carefully placed in containers so it's not contaminated. They expect sometime in about 6 months they'll begin distributing samples to Chinese researchers for research. Probably in about a year they'll be able to distribute to their international partners that have participated in Chang'e 6. This includes France and I think Italy. But this is a success on them.
Right, and well done. Well done, China. Well done. Yeah. All right. Sunspot update. We're all going to die, not this month.
No. The sun continues to do things that no one predicted it would do. I do this every month. In the month of June, the sun continued to produce sunspots at a much higher level than predicted by NOAA. It is producing sunspots that are more in line with a dissenting prediction, but even those dissenters didn't really know what was going to happen. The amount of sunspots that were produced in June, it's the second month in a row that they produced so many sunspots that exceeded the highest level of the previous solar maximum in 2014. In fact, the last time the sun was this active was back in September 02 during the solar maximum previous to the last solar maximum. And this is now we've had 2 months in a row that much activity. Will the sun continue to ramp up with more solar sunspots? I have the faintest idea, and neither does any solar scientist in the world. Will it maybe decline? I have no idea, and neither does any solar scientist in the world. And anyone who says the science here is settled is making up a story, John. We just do not know what the sun is doing. We don't understand the process.
Is there a month we're going to say maximum, or is that a moving story?
We will not be able to say a maximum until sometime about a year after it occurs, because they have to wait to see the sun ramp down. And once they're finally convinced it's ramped down, they'll look back at the data and they'll pick the month that was the maximum. So we are in the maximum, but we don't know if we're at the top of the maximum or the middle of the maximum or anywhere in between.
And Webb is in the news all the time because it keeps coming up with galaxies that shouldn't exist. Now it's taken a false color image of a star, a nebula or a star. Which is it, Bob?
This is both, but this is a protostar. This is actually one of the youngest protostars they think they've found. It's only 100,000 years old, they think, and these are jets that are blowing out from it as it's been forming. Infrared images from Webb are not very pretty, but they do provide information about the spectroscopy, about the materials that are there, and that's the thing about this that's important.
Bob Zimmerman, 14 years of Behind the Black, your subscriptions and donations most welcome. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.